Chapter 22. Owl Post Again.
Harry! Hermione was tugging at his sleeve, staring at her watch. We've got exactly 10 minutes to get back down to the hospital wing without anybody seeing us, before Dumbledore locks the door.
Okay, said Harry, wrenching his gaze from the sky.
Let's go.
They slipped through the doorway behind them and down a tightly spiraling stone staircase. As they reached the bottom of it, they heard voices. They flattened themselves against the wall and listened. It sounded like Fudge and Snape. They were walking quickly along the corridor at the foot of the staircase.
"Only hope Dumbledore's not going to make difficulties," Snape was saying. "The kiss will be performed immediately. As soon as McNair returns with the Dementors, this whole Black affair has been highly embarrassing. I can't tell you how much I'm looking forward to informing the Daily Prophet that we've got him at last. I dare say they'll want to interview you, Snape. And once young Harry's back in his right mind, I expect he'll want to tell the Prophet exactly how you saved him."
Harry clenched his teeth. He caught a glimpse of Snape's smirk as he and Fudge passed Harry and Hermione's hiding place. Their footsteps died away. Harry and Hermione waited a few moments to make sure they'd really gone, then started to run in the opposite direction. Down one staircase, then another, along a new corridor. Then they heard a cackling ahead.
"Peeves!" Harry muttered, grabbing Hermione's wrist. "In here!"
They tore into a deserted classroom to their left, just in time. Peeves seemed to be bouncing along the corridor in boisterous good spirits, laughing his head off.
"Ooh, he's horrible," whispered Hermione, her ear to the door. "I bet he's all excited because the Dementors are going to finish off Sirius."
She checked her watch.
3 minutes, Harry."
They waited until Peeves's gloating voice had faded into the distance, then slid back out of the room and broke into a run again.
"Hermione, what'll happen if we don't get back inside before Dumbledore locks the door?"
Harry panted.
"I don't want to think about it,"
Hermione moaned, checking her watch again.
1 minute."
They had reached the end of the corridor with the hospital wing entrance.
"Okay, I can hear Dumbledore," said Hermione tensely. "Come on, Harry."
They crept along the corridor. The door opened. Dumbledore's back appeared.
"I am going to lock you in," they heard him saying. "It is 5 minutes to midnight. Miss Granger, 3 turns should do it. Good luck."
Dumbledore backed out of the room, closed the door, and took out his wand to magically lock it. Panicking, Harry and Hermione ran forward. Dumbledore looked up, and a wide smile appeared under the long silver moustache.
"Well?"
he said quietly.
"We did it," said Harry breathlessly. "Sirius has gone, on Buckbeak."
Dumbledore beamed at them.
"Well done. I think..."
He listened intently for any sound within the hospital wing.
"Yes, I think you've gone too. Get inside. I'll lock you in."